You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
All right, so let's welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, Miss Leslie Williams. She is an author. Leslie Ann is your full name, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's start off. Who is Leslie Ann and why you decided to start writing?
That's a very good question. Well, I am a special educator.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a teacher in the government service for over 19 years. I'm also a literacy coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an author of 14 books, motivational speaker, and, you know, a business coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was inspired to start writing when I lost my mom at the age of 10. And from that experience, you know, just trying to find a place where I can just let it all out, mm-hmm. I began writing from there.
Okay.
But then entering the education system, I was more motivated to start helping children. And that's where all of these books kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So in finding your space, in finding your voice, what was the journey like? Was it, I mean, I'm not expecting it to be very smooth, but for you, mm-hmm. how was your journey?
It was very challenging. I mean, losing my mom at that age and not knowing my dad, I had to get that you know, feeling, that sadness out. So mm-hmm. I began writing as a mean of just expressing myself.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout that journey, when I started writing, I did not know what I was doing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I called a couple of places and asked them how to publish my books, and the answers were very short. And then I started doing my research, because I said, if I want to write and put my books there, it must be published.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, you know, looking outwards, and that's where I found a place where I can self-publish my books. But the journey was hard, because all of these books were created by me,
mm-hmm.
designed by me, all right, illustrated and marketed. So I do everything.
So you were the chief bottle,
yes,
cook and washer,
yes, as well,
yeah, as you saying, right?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And being in the classroom as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, but teaching and, you know, getting all of these books was very challenging as a business owner. But because I love what I do, I continue to push it.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, no one believed in my dream. Again, it's not for them to believe in, but for me, I kept that vision inside of me, and I said, you know what, I'm going to sell 1 million books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from there, I have sold, I would say, over 10,000 books already.
But we're on the way.
And yes, we're on the way.
Yeah.
It's just started.
So in writing, how did you decide which market you're appealing to?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I'm an educator,
mm-hmm.
it was right from there that I knew I had to help children, because there was a problem that I needed to solve, which was literacy,
mm-hmm.
as well as self-esteem problems, confidence problems. So I knew that some of my books are focused on building children in their confidence levels. And then some of them are focused on literacy, helping children to become independent readers.
Mm-hmm.
So for their children, the literacy area was needed. But then I also help women. So I created a line of books to help women to become better. That's how I struggled. I wanted women to find a place where they can read, they can get the questions done, they can find themselves and become the best version of themselves. So I created, mm-hmm. you know, a series of women devotionals as well.
In terms of being an educator, how important is it to allow or to give space for germination, yes. of writing and understanding? How important is it?
It is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
As an SCA teacher, I've seen children struggle in just writing a simple paragraph. And I would say, I think that not enough reading and writing is being done in the home, because children are distracted by technology. Everything is a screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now it's very, very important. And if it is, we can focus on that from the infant level, you would find children doing better. SCA go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In terms of comprehension, I know that as an educator, you may have seen the necessity or the development in terms of the modern world,
yes.
and how it's being applied to education here.
Yes.
Are there any tips and for any parent who's listening for mm-hmm. children to manage through that new age of, I think it's like a bombardment of all these different things that they feel they need to know.
Yes.
How do you filter through that?
I tell my parents, because I run a school as well, an online school, and comprehension is one of the areas we focus on. And mm-hmm. what I told my parents is that you have to start at home. Simple things by reading a story for them,
mm-hmm.
and asking them questions. What do you understand by the story? And allowing them to express themselves. And then they can start writing. maybe a summary of what they understand. But once that is done in the home from a very early age, you would find children doing better in comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that is the area where a lot of children are struggling right now. Yeah.
And I'm thinking from the perspective of parents as well, because yes. unfortunately, there are some who are not at yeah. the educational level to at least assist their children.
Correct.
And some of the children seem to surpass them.
Yes.
How do you bridge that gap?
Right.
So, because some children feel, you know, a little overwhelmed.
Well, for me, I train my parents. I've been teaching parents for many years. I would set up these afternoon programs free, where my parents used to come into the classroom and I would teach them how to teach their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I still do in my online classes. But for me, I understand that parents, they don't have the time and they don't have that skill. So mm-hmm. I would teach my parents how to go forward in teaching their children comprehension, all the phonetic rules and everything else. And you find that once these parents, they understand that skill,
mm-hmm.
the children do better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then does it go along with the syllabus?
Yes, it does.
I've seen that having the syllabus in your hand gives you a better guide as to what to expect for the term.
Correct.
And then kind of break it down.
Yes.
Here's a challenging question. As an educator, do you think our syllabus is still on point as to the tools that the children need once they leave school?
I think it is on point, but I think it must be taught in a way that children will understand better. It's not just, you know, chalk and talk, but it's the way the teacher brings it across so that they can be able to get a full and a rich learning mm-hmm. experience.
Mm-hmm.
Once the lesson is taught and experience a full way, then the children can be able to understand that lesson and do well.
So let's go into your books. What are some of the titles? Is it a series?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. So we have 5 Learn With Me's. We have the first level, which is the Read With Me, mm-hmm. boy and girl. This is for 4 to 6 year olds. So children from the preschool can start it, even in first year. So this book was made for children to build foundation. Foundation mm-hmm. is an area where a lot of children are struggling right now. And I believe that once a child gets that foundation in reading, only then that child can really do well. So we have the Read With Me for boy and girl.
Okay.
And from there, we move on to the sight words, high frequency words. That is important. So I created a workbook to go along with the Read With Me as well,
mm-hmm.
where children can have fun, they can use a little cards at the back, they can drive.
And it's the colors and everything exciting.
Yeah, I love it so much. You know, and I've tested with my own children,
mm-hmm.
my children in class as well, and it's fun. So this goes along with this. And then we have the Read With Me for 6 to 7. So once you finish these two, you must start this one.
Right.
And we spoke about comprehension. This mm-hmm. book is made up of the phonetic rules as well as comprehension passages for every phonetic rule.
So here's another question, because what immediately got into my mind looking at the books, the look of it, colors and everything, it's attractive.
Yes.
And then I instantly thought of, can't remember her name right now, but it's one of the features that you find online, YouTube, this lady. You know exactly,
exactly what
and the colors and everything are the same.
Yes.
So what I'm finding, though, I don't know if any other parent finds this, but because that particular character is so popular and it's almost like a go-to mm-hmm. for children in this age bracket, if they're still at home, I find that the children learn it with an accent.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
And I'm glad you said that, because mm-hmm. what I really want to do is create a YouTube channel where I can bring my literacy in a Caribbean way with mm-hmm. accents, so that they can keep the Trinidad, you know, that Caribbean language, but still learn literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that should avoid that problem.
Yeah.
So that's my next goal.
So how do y'all deal with that in school? Because, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I'm referring to Monise as well, because she's very addicted to this character. And I'm saying to myself, it's water.
Yes.
Not water.
Yeah.
And sometimes you because she's now learning speech.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Can you, like, speak more Trini without really telling her you're sounding like an American?
Yes, a lot of them.
Does that affect how phonetically children are learning to speak?
I would say no, because, I mean, once your children know their sound and the correct way to say that sound,
mm-hmm.
you find that they would read properly. But in having conversations, that's it. But hopefully they grow out of it. Mm-hmm. When they're around their friends, they're socializing, you find that that accent eventually goes away.
The little funny children are teased too.
Yes, 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 yes. And I had many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does that affect self-esteem? Because that's another part of your yeah. curriculum too, to increase that.
Yeah.
So how do we work around that?
I think once they're in a environment, a classroom with children who are speaking, or that teacher is speaking, you know, that correct way, eventually that goes away. And, you know, just remind them who they are as well, where they come from, and that should alleviate the problem eventually. But if they're in a closed environment, they have no friends, or they're homeschooled, you find that that problem will continue unless the parents involve them in, you know, children who are just like them speaking the correct way, yeah.
I see. Yes, Tosca, agreed 100%. There's a blue character from Australia that makes Trini kids speak with an Australian accent. And yes, it's not even that one I'm talking about.
And I know, I just can't get the name. I know who you're talking about.
Ava?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm sorry, I think she's annoying.
Yes.
Effective, but
yes,
you know,
correct,
annoying. So how do we develop our own? Because we did mention that you want to go to YouTube.
Correct.
How do you find coming together support for that? Do you find a little resistance? How do you work through that?
I don't think I will find resistance, because I have built my community and my brand for over, I would say, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents and the persons who purchase these books, they are looking for, you know, at that guide and how to say the correct sound.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's very easy, because I have everyone still in contact. My community is very large.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've spent, you know, all these years doing, building that community. So whatever I pull, create something, I can say, hey, I have something and they're ready to purchase. So that wouldn't be a problem for me.
Do you touch on other topics besides like foundation of phonetics reading?
Yes.
What other things do you touch in your books?
Right. So it has the five dimension, which is the phonetic, the phonemic, the comprehension, vocabulary, sight, words. But besides that, I've created a new one, which is the Save With Me.
Oh, and that focuses
on finances.
Right.
Yeah, budget, saving, and even how to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
This one hasn't even been launched as yet.
Oh, that is a very good idea.
Yes, yes. So children are learning how to create businesses. Simple things like, you know, lemon juice, soccer bags, simple things.
Mm-hmm.
How to save, how to spend, how to give charity, what is money?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a beautiful book that is about to be launched.
So let me ask this question now. Seeing as many parents are in the traditional mode that, all right, you're going to go to school, I'm paying for your school, you're going to be the traditional profession, be it lawyer, doctor, 9 to 5 is the end goal. Entrepreneurship is the message in this one, talking about saving and building businesses. How, as an educator, do you, I don't want to use the word convince, but at least broaden the idea that this is an alternative?
And this is something I always teach my, you know, persons as well who come into my business. I tell them, listen, the education is wonderful. You need to have an education. You need to have knowledge. But also, you know, have another stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
And children can allow, you can help them to actually create a business once you register it. Because at the end of the day, it's another stream.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that money into their savings account. They can use that money for later future inventions. But you could start from small. So I try to tell my parents, listen, encourage them to whatever they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Create it from small. Mm-hmm. So by the time they reach 18, they already have a big business. To be honest, I wish I had knew this from small.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't have started a business in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
And the whole idea that you need all of the elements in place to start a business is not necessarily
true. It's not.
Yeah.
Because once your child has an idea and you can see the child's vision, you can create something, and that could be a family business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what I have taught my children from small. So my children are into the same business. They are very, very smart, but they have that business head, you know, so I encourage them how to see, how to spend, how to make money. So that I know, God forbid I close my eyes, they can continue my legacy and they can continue building a business because they have that
business sense.
And to be honest, you don't get this in schools.
Mm-hmm.
As an educator, I would say there are certain things we are not getting in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So children need to learn these skills from small, so that, you know, they can have a better life, not just, you know, that one life that we all were taught about, and you know what I'm talking about, but something big, where by the time they reach later on, they can be able to travel, they will experience life, do mm-hmm. new things. You know, and that is what I want. So this book is that key.
So let's take a break quick. And then when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the books that you have for women.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And
sure.
their inspirational yes. pieces as well. All right, great. Stay tuned.
What are you doing home so early?
I come to meet you first to go grocery shopping and to get the kids stuff for school. Boy, I hear my co-workers talking about a grocery in Arima and one in Barataria who have the best prices. Come, let me go right now.
Oh, God. Look at this place. I never see a grocery like this in this country.
Darling, look at parking. Like these people own the whole street.
Look at these prices. Like everything reduced. And you ain't see how helpful and friendly their staff is?
You see, we get everything and still have lots of money remaining to get the kids stuff for school and also to carry them somewhere good for the vacation.
If you want to save money and live better, shop at Mirage Westside Supermarket in Arima or Jumbo Foods in Barataria, where shopping is a pleasure.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Welcome back, TNT. In studio with me, we have Miss Leslie Ann Williams, who is an author of children's books. And we just talked about the various topics that she's covering. So it's basically education, fundamentals, and savings. Mm-hmm. I love that part. It's something to counteract. Still can't get this lady's name out as yet. But y'all know who yes. I'm talking about. Not Lululemon. Mm-mm. It's not Lululemon. It's the next one. Y'all send the name of the person. No? But now we want to talk about how you address women's issues mm-hmm. in your books. What yeah. are some of the things that you touch on?
Yes, that's a very good question. So I touch on healing and transformation. Mm-hmm. I am Christian-based, and I believe that everything is a reflection of God. And for those books, I like to touch on things where you can become the best version of yourself mm-hmm. holistically, through spiritually, mental, emotional, and even how to just start your own business, find yourself, mm-hmm. journey from, you know, unforgiveness to pain to childhood trauma. So I touch on everything, and that basically came from my experience. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how has the reception been? In terms of, you know, women giving their stories and, yeah. and having a safe space to do that.
It has been amazing. I think we have already sold over, I would say, 1,000 and more copies. I think 2,000 copies by now.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, yes. Two books I have is Becoming Her, as well as Dear King's Woman, Onya Krong. A lot of persons have already purchased that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a book where you can read, but it's a workbook as well. So every page, every chapter has an area where you can reflect mm-hmm. and you can write questions, or you can write a letter to yourself, mm-hmm. you know, or you can journey. Or, and it's beautiful because what women normally do is 50 pages. So they try to do it in 50 days.
A page a day.
Yeah, page a day.
Right.
So they would tell me, girl, I'm going to Bago and this is my treat, and I would just sit down and read this. And so most of them, they purchase it for themselves as a gift.
Okay.
As a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been transformational because when they call me, they will call crying or bawling. And I just allow them to, you know, just be themselves, but I'm always there for them. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not the author where you just purchase a book and you go your way. I'm there with you.
Okay.
So I give them my number, and you can feel free to call me, and you could talk or send a voice note, and I'll be there to listen. And I mm-hmm. think we need that.
Yeah. As women in TNT, where we deal with so much, especially the silent work that...
Yes.
What they call it, mental work.
Yes.
Because while you may be thinking, all right, I need to get to work today,
correct.
We're thinking, well, we've got to get the kids out, we've
yes.
got to do breakfast, we've got to buy groceries
correct.
And plan the groceries because we don't want to go over budget. And okay, well, this price went up. All of these things We have to calculate sometimes in seconds.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes.
And just having the space to decompress and be a woman outside of all the other titles that we have.
That's it.
You know, and encouragement is always good.
Yes, 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 yes. And it's a beautiful journey. And, you know, I would say that the women who have purchased it, they have all transformed themselves.
Mm.
And they always come back and tell me, Les, remember what it is? You know, remember that book I purchased 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I congratulate them. Mm-hmm. And then I continue to do that by building a community where all of them to come together and stay.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's where we are right now.
So what are, from the stories and experiences that you've had and listened to with the various women coming together, what are some of the, let me put it this way, top three things, valuable, noteworthy things that you can leave with us this morning for those who are listening, really can't get the access, but, you know, would probably hear that word this morning.
Correct. That's a very good question. I would say one, which is identity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is one of the areas that I find a lot of women, they normally come to me, you know, about from reading the book. Identity. If it is you do not know who you are, you cannot do big things. You cannot find yourselves. You cannot be able to give your best in your job, in your family life as well, being a good mother. If you don't know who you are, then the world will tell you who you are, and that's a bad thing. And this is why we have so many women with low self-esteem issues, because they just don't know where they belong. If you know who you are, you can be able to build a big business. You can be able to be financially free. But when you don't know who you are, people will take advantage of you. You know, I believe that, you know, self-esteem and love is needed. You need to love yourself first to be able to give love to others.
Of course.
And this is why we have so many angry people right now in our country. You know,
women, trying to fill from an empty cup.
This is it. Because, I mean, you're doing so much and you already hate yourself. This is terrible. And then you're looking for love in the wrong places. So I believe that when you take the time to love yourself, the whole world will heal because you heal. You know? And, you know, you will smile. Because I think so many people are angry because they are struggling within. And I would also say, you know, give yourself time to grow and become the best version of yourself. This is not a rat race. But we have become women where we're just trying to get everything. We're just trying to get a degree, get this, get that, take care of our kids. But slowing down is the new game. Slowing down.
You see, from the era of, men are there to take care of you, and, you know, leave it up to them. They are the providers and so on. And then there was a time period where, honestly, fellas was lacking and falling off.
Correct, and still is.
And I want to look at the positives. And then, you know, women stepped up to the plate because families still had to be taken care of. You had to take care of yourself.
Just describing my life.
Right? And you kind of wondered, okay, so instead of complaining, let me see how best I can carry on this until I do find that partner who is willing to work in conjunction and, you know, together with building rather than tearing down. And that identity of independent woman, while it was hailed and heralded for a little bit, the other side of it is, you know, you can't keep a man. That's why you're by yourself. And, you know, all of these little niggling comments that distracted from the purpose of why this was happening in the first place. You know, and now we're trying to find that space of reconciliation where men recognize, well, we left you all in the cold. So we are now trying to step up again. And they themselves trying to figure out who they are. In a new time of, there's so many changes from sexual identity to class and to, I mean, modern times and use of technology. All of these things bombarding what a real unit is supposed to be like. You know, it's so many things to navigate.
But I guess what we can do is find small pockets of, you know, time where we can just, you know, drink a cup of tea, relax.
Or coffee.
Yeah, coffee, read a book. So in the midst of, you know, trying to get there, find ways where we can just get back to ourselves as busy women. And you would see how that will help with, you know, your mental, your mind, your heart. Because just going can really put us into pressure. I've experienced it. I've been there.
So the space of not feeling guilty for doing just that. How? How do you navigate through that? How do you find that space?
Yeah, I find that space by, you know, once I finish, you know, teaching the evening, mm-hmm. I go on my bed and just, you know, watch my little Netflix. I take a cup of tea, even if it's 15 minutes and I fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's my time.
Yeah.
You know, and just that simple, you know, time really gets me going again. Because, you know, you're having a hard day, you really just need to, you know, get by yourself and just find yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is we can find time to just enjoy our lives a little bit, we will get better. And the mornings will be better as well.
Yeah, the next day is leave that for...
Correct.
Deal with today's problems, not tomorrow's issues.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how do we find you, your contact? Where do we get your books? Are you in any bookstores?
Right. So I am in paper-based bookstore,
mm-hmm.
right? But I normally sell online. So you can find my children's books at Kidpreneur TT on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and on Instagram. You can also find me on Coach Leslie Ann on Instagram. Just look for the lady in pink. I'm always in pink.
So your pink is your signature pink, color?
Yes, it is.
Right.
So you can find me there. And, you know, once it is you send me a message,
mm-hmm.
we will be able to deliver for you the next day because we have a system, a courier system.
Okay.
Yes. You can also find the books on Amazon as well for persons outside of Trinidad and Tobago.
So next question, well, final one. Your plans for the future. What are the topics you're willing to address
that
you've started researching to bring out in your line of books?
That's a very good question. First of all, I want to go global. But mm-hmm. right now, I am on a drive to do a literacy tour in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to certain countries in the Caribbean, and my plan is to try to get my books across the Caribbean, you know, do a lot of literacy tours in mm-hmm. schools that are started already.
Mm-hmm.
And my plan is to really, you know, continue to build women in different ways, as well as, you know, help children to create their own books.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I really want to do, because right now I am teaching women and men how to create their own books. So I'm going to drive into the children's, teaching children how to become their own authors. Yes, and that is beautiful and it is needed.
And I think in the States there is this service where you could write your book and then send it off to be published and it comes back.
Yes.
Which I find is so cool.
Yes, yes.
And why they can't do that here.
Correct. Yeah. And that is my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Williams, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. And when your other books are launched, you know, it's right here. You'll come and talk about it.
Definitely. Yeah? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.